Do you ever fantasize about being killed?
Never.
Do you ever wonder about all the different ways of dying? You know, violently. I wonder, like, what would be the most horrible way to die?
I try not to think about dying too much.
Well, for me, the worst way would be for a bunch of old men to get around me and start biting and eating me alive.
I see.
First, they would tear off my clothes.
Let's get some light over here. Crash is taking off her clothes again.
Hey, Mike, can you step back here for a second? I got something I got to show you.
Okay, but the store's open.
There's no one here. It's no big fucking deal. It'll be quick.
All right.
Well, it won't be that quick. We'll fast forward. Yeah, just come here.
Okay, good. All right.
Hey, all right. Just sit down. I'm going to hit play. I need you to watch this.
What am I watching?
This is a little security camera footage.
But we don't even have security cameras.
Well, some of Tony's vintage VHS has showed up missing and whatnot. So we got some cheap-ass GoPros and some microphones and set them up. So, yeah, just watch.
Okay.
Here, you can see the perp entering right now.
Okay, the perp kind of looks like you.
Uh-huh. All right, here comes the second perpetrator right now.
Okay, this one's a little bigger and a little older.
Yeah, you just wait until you see the face.
Dude, that's my fucking mom!
You're right.
Dude!
Now, wait. You remember how you ruined my fucking hatchet poster? The really rare run signed to me by Adam Green?
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, well, watch. What? Oh.
Okay, wait now, okay, dude, why did you take off her prosthesis? Okay, look, the prosthesis, it's not a dildo, and it's, ow, oh my god, you're destroying her pussy, oh my god, mama!
Yeah. You remember that next time you're in the whore aisle and you see Hatchet, or in the next time you think about fucking with me, you remember how hard I fucked your mom and showed you.
You gave her a rocket launcher off her pussy.
Welcome once again to Press Play Video. This is VHS Life, motherfuckers. Hey, Mike.
You do realize this store is actually open right now.
Fuck them. Hey, buddy. Oh, hey. God. Yeah. Real quick, before we get rolling. Hey. Yeah. Could you smell my fingers for me?
Oh, God, my mom's pussy. Can you wash the fucking things? They're all fishy and shit. Jesus Christ.
Older ladies need love, too.
You know I told you she can't wash good down there? What the fuck?
Ugh. Well, Mike, once I pulled my cock out in front of her,
yeah,
she was willing to pay, and she paid good.
Oh, she paid all right. God damn it.
All right, so before we get too filthy, relax, start that fire, get yourself a glass of wine, and get ready, because it's going to come. But it's not going to come just yet, because, well, we got the preliminary bullshit to talk about. First, Michael J., you had a little bit of homework.
I did.
And you got a little bit of nerd rage going on, don't you?
I do.
All right. Well, so lay it on us, big man.
Oh, God. Well, I'll get to the homework last, because that,
All right, we'll cover that last.
Yeah.
You go nerd rage, I'll go nerd rage, and then I might go full-blown roid rage.
Probably, because, you know, we'll get to it there. Fucking this, and fucking that, and fucking.
All right, the fucking comes later. That's in the second segment.
Yes. I expect no less from you. Anyway, I had pre-ordered from DiabolicDVD.com, I pre-ordered Road Games. Because it was set for release in July, I believe July 12th.
Right.
Well, July 12th came and went, and obviously they announced that it was delayed until August. So, of course, I thought nothing of it. So, then August rolls around. It got to like August 4th, August 5th, and I saw somebody else in another group on Facebook, I guess, also pre-ordered it, and they received their copy. With a bonus Blu-ray that the company threw in just, you know, to make up for the delay and all that stuff. Which wasn't their fault, I guess, but they still, you know, did that. So I thought that was nice. So I'm sitting there and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And I figure, you know, they email you as soon as it's shipped with tracking information. And they're based out of, you know, they're near us. So it doesn't take long for the stuff to get here. And it's still not here. So I shot them an email asking them, you know, giving them the order number and saying, okay, can you please let me know the status of this? I still have not gotten a response.
Really?
And it is over a week now.
Ooh. That's some bullshit right there.
And I'm very disappointed by that. Extremely disappointed by that, honestly.
I don't fucking blame you. I hate shitty customer service.
And I mean, like, I've ordered from them before, and it's been fine. It's been fine. But, you know, it's just really disappointing that, you know, nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you remember my whole debacle with Amazon and...
And your TV, yes.
Oh, yeah, I screamed at them for fucking almost an hour straight. That was good times.
Can I imagine how that phone conversation went? Can I be you? Let me be you for a second on the phone with Amazon.
Hello, this is Sonic. How may I help you?
Yeah, my name's fucking John Rhodes. Do you have my fucking TV? I was supposed to get my fucking TV a fucking week ago. Where the fuck is it?
Excuse me, sir. Can you please slow down? I cannot... What are we looking for? Do you have tracking number?
No, I cannot fucking slow down, you fucking sand nigger. Now, where is my fucking TV?
It went a little bit differently like that. As soon as they picked up, I was just like, I need to talk to your supervisor. Excuse me, sir? Is there a problem? Yeah, there's a fucking problem. Can I talk to your supervisor about it? Like, I didn't even deal with them. I went straight to the supervisor, and then it was back and forth, and, oh, I'm sorry, sir, but Amazon's actually selling it through a second party. And I was like, well, that's fine and dandy, but I didn't buy it from the fucking second party. I bought it from your site. that said nothing about a fucking second party, so you are representing them and selling for them to me, so you are now responsible for it. It was that was an interesting conversation. But in a, needless to say, I got a $100 gift card, and Amazon can suck my dick.
Have you spent the $100 gift card yet?
No, I was actually waiting for my TV to come in, and it's in. It's got the 3D glasses, and now I'm going to begin ordering my 3D Blu-rays.
Have you seen that The Force Awakens is coming out on 3D Blu-ray in November?
I haven't. I might pick that up.
Have you watched 1 through 6 yet?
No.
It's very disappointing. I can guarantee 1 through 6 are probably better than Suicide Squad.
All right.
I want to see Suicide Squad, because look, I have no problem with... Now, this is what pisses me off, because I read, and Jared Leto has talked. I like the Joker. There's no secret about that. That's one of my favorite Batman villains. I've been scared of the Joker, Cesar Romero's portrayal of it, at least, since I was a little child. I used to dream that I would wake up in the middle of the night and the Cesar Romero Joker would be standing in my doorway, pointing and laughing at me, and I would try to... Shut the fuck up. And I would try to scream, but I could not scream because my throat had been slit. And as the blood is gushing out of my throat, he's pointing and laughing.
Yeah, okay, so before we really... Before I really get into it, because I just watched Suicide Squad yesterday,
yes.
Let's preface it real quick. Jared Leto has been interviewed and asked what scenes of his was cut, and he responded what scenes were actually left in, meaning a large chunk of his performance...
He's never seen the movie, so...
...was... gone. Well, the guy went completely method. He gained a lot of muscle,
right,
and really devoted himself to this character.
Did he go on the Rhodes King workout plan?
I don't know, but he bulked up, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And then there was the letter.
Yeah.
A former Warner Brothers employee sent a letter out and then leaked it to the public that's pretty damning.
Yeah, that was brilliant. I wonder if Wonder Woman is going to be as much of a mess as they say.
Well, here, let me get into the DC universe of movies before. So we'll work our way forward. Man of Steel.
Does DC universe stand for Disappointing Cinema Universe?
It should. All right, so Man of Steel is actually not bad. It's a pretty decent Superman story. It's a bit long-winded. It could have been trimmed down, especially the homeworld stuff.
It's only 2.5 hours. Continue.
But, you know, it's not bad. It's a coming of age. A lot of people say it's not how Superman is supposed to act, but he's learning to be Superman. Yeah. I can forgive him all that.
People are stupid. Continue.
Batman versus Superman happens, and, well...
You watched it. I have not watched it yet, so.
I've watched both versions. I don't remember if I talked about it last time. I don't believe I did.
No, I don't think
But I'll put it to you this way. It's built up towards the fight, you know, Batman versus Superman. It's the fucking title.
Yes.
There's maybe 10 minutes of the fight, regardless of what cut, whether it's the 2.5 or 3 hour cut. And it ends because both their mom's name is Martha.
That is the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard.
Now, if you have a problem with that, which a lot of people did, you're going to have the exact same problem with Suicide Squad. Okay? The problem with Suicide Squad is there's a lot of characters. There's a lot going on. Well, the plot's not very deep.
Right.
Okay? But there's a lot going on, and no one's really developed. We're given a little bit of backstory, but still, we don't really understand any of these fucking characters or much of their motivation.
Right.
It's mostly focused on Will Smith, who's Deadshot, and whatever her name is Harley Quinn.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, and they're both good.
Yeah.
Most all the actors in this is pretty good. but you don't really understand any of it. We get the backstory that Harley Quinn was actually the Joker's psychiatrist.
Really?
Right. And then we get little bits and pieces of their backstory, but we never understand what motivated her to side with him. What made her fall in love with him? We understand none of that.
I think she was attracted to the grill, honestly. I mean, that's gold, bitch.
The best we get out of like Will Smith's motivation is that he has a daughter and doesn't want to disappoint her and won't shoot Batman in front of her, even though Batman would just block it and whoop his ass.
Yes.
And then there is Batman in it. And we've been presented...
Is it Affleck with, Batman?
It is Affleck.
Ooh.
And then here's the problem with that, though, is we've already seen a 2.5 hour or 3 hour portrayal of this Batman. And this Batman's fucking brutal, doesn't hold back.
Yeah.
And I liked it. I loved that Batman. My favorite Batman I've ever seen.
Right.
And then this one's not that same Batman. He's more reserved. It's more in line with the Christian Bale Batman.
So he's pussy Batman.
Kinda, yeah. He's a black Boy Scout now.
So is he? Does Ben Affleck start going like, "I'm Batman"?
He fortunately didn't say that. He
might. Joker, I'm Batman.
Then there's the Joker. The Joker is completely and utterly fucking wasted in this.
How much screen time do you think Leto gets in this film?
I'm going to guess and be optimistic and say 12 minutes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
I hope we get a fucking unrated cut of that or extended cut of that on Blu-ray. We fucking better.
Well, that brings up a completely different thing. This is a film about fucking assassins, thugs, criminals, gang members.
Yeah.
Just the worst of the fucking worst, and it's PG-13.
Yeah. So you it's can about, tell they dumbed it down or they cut out a lot of shit.
Well, it doesn't fit the scope, all right? Things don't quite line up in it. Mm-hmm. And then again, some of the language in it, I'm sitting there curious how the hell they got the PG-13.
Well, you were allowed to say fuck one time to get a PG-13.
How many times are you allowed to say pussy? Because that's thrown around quite a bit.
Well, I think pussy is pussy, and you can say that, because I don't think it, you know, pertains to, like, sick, you know, sex. Unless it's like, Harley Quinn has a really nice, tasty pussy.
Yeah. Okay, so it doesn't fit. It should be an R.
Right.
It's easily as hard as the R version of Batman vs. Superman, which I still think should have been PG-13.
Right.
The characters, their motivation, completely unclear. At one point, the criminals are let off the leash, all right?
Okay.
And then the soldier that's in charge of them shows up. They're all drinking, and he sits down to have a drink with them. And, you know, this should be the scene where all the characters are a little bit broke, and he pulls them together. He shares that he's broken. Okay, I get that. Kind of shares. Could have gone deeper. Could have been better. He appeals to Will Smith, who does kind of appear to be the leader of them.
Right.
Doesn't quite sell me. I don't really understand why he follows him, but he decides that he's going to follow him. Mm-hmm. Okay? I don't get that. This guy's an assassin, but okay. That there should have been a little bit more there to sway him. But okay. And then Harley Quinn is like, well, I'm in. Walks around the bar and everyone else is sitting there looking at her. And she goes, well, what better you got to do, you pussies? And walks out. And then the next shot, they're all walking down the street. I'm just, what? Oh. Basically, if you watch Batman vs. Superman and had a problem with the logic,
right.
Warner Brothers has not fixed the logic.
And Warner Brothers is probably going to be a mess too, like that letter.
Problem. They're sitting there, and they're footing fucking hell. Oh, yeah, we're not close. Shit.
Press play video. That just went out. Yeah, Buckaroo Banzai? Okay, would you like me to reserve it for you? All right, what's your number again? All right, 5473. Okay. And Scott? All right, it should be back in tomorrow. All right, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, got to remember to put Buckaroo Banzai aside when it comes back in. Do not put back on the shelf.
Gotcha, not a problem.
Good job.
All right, so anyway. Where the fuck was I? Fucking phone calls. All the goddamn fucking time here. It fucking pisses me off. Anyway, okay, so basically Warner Brothers is pumping money into these. They're trying to catch up to Marvel. But the problem is they're looking at it as this is just a fucking comic book movie. Who gives a shit? The fucking nerds are going to watch it. Fuck! I'm going to keep going, you talk.
Yeah, go ahead. It didn't, it just rang once, so we're good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fucking phone. Anyway. I bet it was that fucking asshole calling back to see if he fucking returned, the other person returned it early. Fucking pisses me off. Yeah, I swear to God, if he fucking calls again, I'm going to put it on the shelf and he can shove his fucking reserve up his ass. Anyway.
We do reserve titles. Please visit our Facebook page. Press play video. I'm fucked up. Press play video. Yep.
Yeah. So. Go ahead. They're basically looking at it as these are comic book movies. They're not really giving a shit. They're assuming people are going to go with it as comic book logic, right? Fuck the fans.
Yeah.
Whereas fans. Marvel, actually, they make sense. You can follow the characters the entire time, their motivation. It might be a comic book movie with superhumans, but it is believable. At no point am I sitting there like, why the fuck is that happening?
Yeah.
At no point during Civil War did Captain America spare Iron Man's life because their mother shared the same name. They didn't just suddenly stop fighting like, oh, God, we're best friends. Our mom's name is Martha. Oh, we got to team up now. No, they fucking fought until they were done fighting.
Yeah.
Fuck DC. Honestly, at this point,
I
am actually disappointed in their product. And looking back, I don't really – I'm not – a fan anymore. Okay. Like last week we were talking, I was going to go and buy that big Man of Steel book limited edition thing that had like the four discs. Okay. And then I was going to buy the two editions of Batman versus Superman. Cause I did kind of enjoy it. And the extended edition was better. And then I watched this one and I'm just so fucking disappointed. I'm looking back at all of them and I'm seeing all the flaws and I'm just kind of like, you know what? Fuck it. At this point, I don't think I'm going to go see the next DC movie. Because they're disappointing, and they don't give a shit about us. They don't. So, fuck them. Fucking assholes.
Hear that, Warner Brothers? He says, fuck you, so I say, fuck you, too. Thank you, drive-thru.
Yeah, fucking Warner Brothers.
Fuck you, Warner Brothers.
Fuck you. Know what? Let's get into Press Play Video just a tiny bit. Because this was brought up by a former employee, Mr. Vincent Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about how, you know, some things should be pulled from the shelf because, you know, it bothers them. It offends them. And I know Vince is being completely facetious. He's being an asshole and playing it up.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's no acting like a fucking pussy in Press Play Video. I don't give a shit if it offends you. If
I'm you're Michael that J.
Of a bitch, get the fuck out.
I'm Michael J. Instead of I'm Batman, I'm Michael J. I'll walk around Press Play. You know what? When we're done recording, I'm going to just walk around the store. I'm going to get a cape and put an MJ on it. And I'll be like, I'm Michael J. It's like somebody will come in, and instead of saying, welcome to Press Play Video, I'm going to be like, I'm Michael J.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that. And then when you hear somebody bitching about, oh, God, I don't know, that movie kind of offended me. You just gotta be like, get out of here, pussy!
They're like, get out of here, you pussy! I'm Michael J.
You're not welcome here.
You can't rent here anymore. I'm Michael J.
Exactly. There is no fucking trophy for participation here, motherfucker. You're gonna earn what you get, and then you're gonna toughen the fuck up and stop being a whiny little bitch.
I'm gonna fucking fight against tape mold.
Oh, fuck, dude. Which, by the way, Have you checked on the vault yet?
I'm afraid to go in there, honestly.
All right. We'll do it later. We'll go in together.
Well, we'll take a break, and then we should go look in there and take a break.
No. You had some homework, my friend.
Oh, fuck this thing.
So, Michael J. was assigned a homework assignment of Grave Encounters after my homework assignment of Darling, well, which we discussed on the last episode.
We were assigned at the same time. I just couldn't watch it because my Amazon thing was fucked up. Because I didn't buy it. Like I said, I rented it. And thank God I did. Because let me tell you, that was the biggest steaming pile of shit I've ever seen in my life. How in the fuck could you like that movie? And let me tell you, from less than 2 minutes in, I was totally out of it. And I was like, it just didn't do anything for me. I mean, sure, I did jump once when they were in that fucking room with the tub. And the fucking one thing creature, like, turned her head and they had, like, no eyes or the white eyes. It's like, I jumped at that, but that was, like, it. Because then, after that, they did it again a few more times and I began to feel like, you know, this is a little overkill. I wanted those fuckers to, like, die. I was rooting for them to die. Especially the host of the show. Because he seemed like he was like a pompous asshole. I was like, is this John Rhodes on a bad day or what?
All right. Well, if you're actually a constant listener, you heard that, you know, I have expensive taste. Well, surprise, surprise, listeners. Mm-hmm. Being the assistant manager of a video rental store doesn't pay for all that.
No.
So I actually have another job. It's a state job. I work at a state mental institution.
He does.
I do. It was completed in 1897 or 6. I can't remember.
And it's called Danvers. Like 7-9.
Well, we're not going to say which hospital.
Yes.
Needless to say, it's one of 6 in Pennsylvania, so... Wow. Anyway, I can actually say that a lot of this film is authentic. There are closed down wings of the hospital that I work in, and it looks almost exactly the same as what's portrayed in this film.
Right, but I'm not saying that it doesn't look authentic. I'm just saying that it looks, I mean, that it played out as something stupid that I didn't like care about. I didn't give two shits about the characters. I wanted the characters to like fucking get gobbled up by the things with fucking bright eyes or some shit.
I think the thing about this is what I enjoy about it is I actually do enjoy some of the Ghost Hunters shows.
I know you do. I like Ghost Hunters, the show that's on Sci-Fi. I don't know if it's still on, but it's been on for like years and years on Sci-Fi. I've watched that. I think that it is, you know, somewhat enjoyable. I can get interested in that. But I can't get interested in a movie where these people are just like, you know, going back, what was that? What was that?
Well, the thing about this is like, almost the first half is a parody of those shows.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, you know, I was like, I did that, nothing.
It worked for me. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yes.
And then I like that you actually see those characters exposed to a real haunting. And it's enjoyable because it's kind of funny seeing them tossed into that situation where they've, you know, always been chasing it and faking it or what have you. Right. And then to actually see him tossed into it, I found that enjoyable. But I also think quite a few of the scares work for me.
Of course. Well, see, you like all that haunted house shit, too. Like, that's your
favorite. Oh, I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Fucking love it.
Yeah,
which,
I don't know.
I'm actually in negotiations now. Hopefully Scarehouse will be sponsoring us. So,
are you serious?
Hopefully. We're working on it. So,
please. You know what? I don't give a shit. I'll be on there. I'll be like, this fucking reality scare shit is the best thing in the world. I'll be like, the Scarehouse. Fuck yes, I'm scared.
I don't know. I find that it works quite well. It's one of those things that you can't watch repeatedly because it does rely on the jump scares and whatnot. I think they're pretty fucking effective, though. And the first time I showed it to my girlfriend, she was actually screaming and hiding behind me. So it is quite effective for some people.
Well, you are a big, beefy gentleman, so we can see how she'd be hiding behind you.
Well, I guess I was a little amiss. I thought this might help turn you on, but your hatred of found footage just...
I just can't do it. I really can't do it. I was like at the end of the movie, it's like I was thinking you'd be like, this is Don Rose. Sign off.
So, let me ask you this question, Mike.
Yes.
If this was made in the 80s.
Yes.
This was not found footage.
Yes.
And, trying to think of an actor to toss in there.
Oh, honestly, it wouldn't have to be any specific actor. If it was made in the 80s and it did not have a found footage element to it,
Roddy McDowell. It starred Roddy McDowell.
Okay.
So.
I would have enjoyed it a lot more than this steaming shit pile, as it were.
I'm saying it all plays out the same. It's just not found footage, yeah. And it's made in the 80s.
Yeah, I would have enjoyed it.
So, basically, your biggest problem was the found footage. Yes. You couldn't really get sucked into that.
Exactly. If it was made today, if it was made today, and it didn't have the found footage element, I think I would have enjoyed it a lot more than I did, honestly.
Well, these guys have actually continued on the Vicious Brothers. They've made it up. And they made a sequel to that.
Oh, God.
Not as good. They've also made a Alien movie, which was... was that Close Encounters?
No, Close Encounters of the Third Kind is Spielberg. That was.
Yeah, I know that's like... fucking Spielberg. Fuck Spielberg. No, fuck was there? Was it Extraterrestrial? Yes. That's what it was.
You've seen that, have you not?
I have, and I actually enjoy that one. That one's not found footage.
Well, then I would probably enjoy that one, because I don't like the found footage element. I have it, actually. I should watch it.
It's actually pretty entertaining.
It's in the horror section of the store. Maybe I should grab it.
You should. I mean, Grave Encounters is a little hard to come by. No one really rented it in like a year, so I just bought the copy. That's why it wasn't here, but... Alright, well, let's take a break.
Obviously, you gave the store some money. I'm proud of you.
Well, of course.
All right.
Let's take our break, and then we'll go behind the red velvet curtains.
Yeah, well, we can check the vault on this break, because, yeah.
Alright, well, we'll go check the humidity and make sure that the quote-unquote treasure, as Tony calls it, is still holding up good.
Yes.
No mold. Alright. We'll be back.
Pixie seems to sign.
All right. And we're back here in Press Play Video. It's still the middle of the day, and no customers have been in here in about 2 hours. So, we have nothing better to do but talk to you fuckers. See, that's just a subdued version of how John would bring it back. Now, if I wanted to, I could just get right up on the mic and just diddle it with my tongue a little bit. Just a little bit. Just the tip of the tongue on the microphone.
Just tease it.
Right into your ear. And then I'll go lower. Lower.
All right.
And lower still. Do you think that creeped them out enough? Yeah.
So, we're talking porn. We're talking about the porn section of Press Play Video because, yes, we do have it. That was asked of us on our group page. And, you know, we figured, hey, let's talk about porn. Why the hell not? So, we've always rented porn. Porn's always been here. I can honestly say that all my porn rentals have been from here.
Hmm.
Even way back in the 90s when, you know, internet was so sucky that actually watching videos of porn was pretty much impossible. So what you did was you loaded up a whole bunch of pictures.
Yeah.
And you waited for those fuckers to load and you tried to crank one out before your parents caught you.
Well, I remember when I was like younger, I had my friend. Speaking of getting pictures from the internet, this is before, you know, I had the internet at home. He would actually print out the pictures. And then I would take the pictures home and blow up all over the paper.
Well,
so it was like a one-time deal.
A one-time usage.
Yeah, pretty much. They were disposable. Yeah, that's what I put it as.
Okay, my very first experience was not internet.
Yes.
When I was in middle school.
Yes.
When I was just a wee little John.
Yes. A wee little John. That's cute. That's so cute. A wee little John.
I was, I would actually buy porn from the other boys in school, and I'd bring it home. And
you would buy it? Jesus Christ.
I would have... Oh, yeah, because they had to steal it from their dad or their brother or something, and pretty soon what I would do is I would get the whole magazine, and then I'd start tearing out pages, and I would sell those. Mm-hmm. I would keep the best for myself, yes. But there was that whole little scheme going on. But, Mike, do you remember the first porn you rented?
No, because the first porn that I ever saw, my dad in his closet, like in the top shelf of his closet, he had a bunch of like Playboys from the 80s and early 90s because he used to subscribe to it. So he had that, and then he had like, porn tapes. And, I remember, like they would work during the day, my parents, so I would go into his room. And I used to have, like, these little boxes under my bed. So I took about, like, maybe 10 of the Playboys and put them in the, like, kept them in the box under my bed for safekeeping. And then I would, like, go up and I would grab the tape and I would watch the tape and I would, you know, pleasure myself to it for about 2 hours. And then I would, you know, because when I was younger, I could go quite a bit. So I would go for about 2 hours. And then by the time I was, you know, completely empty, then I would go back upstairs and put it up there. And I did that, you know, maybe about 3 times a week for the length of like the summer. And then at night I would go through, you know, the old 80s magazines. But it'd be funny because there'd be times where some of the pages would stick together, and I would wonder why that was, because it wasn't until you know, maybe the summer or the summer, like maybe a summer or two after that, that I realized that cum can be very sticky when it gets dried. So then I realized that that
you're sitting there licking your fingers, trying to pry it apart, and the whole time it's your dad's jizz.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? And, you know, thinking back on it now, I'm like, I was touching a dead man's jizz, and that's just not, ew. That's disgusting to think about. That's really, like, sick. I think I have a problem, honestly.
Oh.
I did have an experience, and I'm glad Tony doesn't listen to this podcast, because I did have an experience in the store.
In the store?
Yes. Because he is like, okay, we open at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, he was supposed to meet me up here because we were supposed to have a horror movie thon. I think it was like maybe last Friday the 13th or two Friday the 13ths ago.
Right.
And you were off doing something else, so you weren't here, obviously, thank God.
Obviously.
But I didn't have a car at the time, like I still don't. So I got a ride up here to the store. So we stopped at IHOP in the morning before I came to the store. So I got into the store by about 7:30 in the morning. And I had brought up Dennis the Menace season 1 on DVD. So I was figuring I'm going to watch it in the store like throughout the entire day, or at least until Tony got there.
Gotcha.
But I got bored from Dennis the Menace. It was about maybe 9:30, so it was like a half hour before opening. So I glance, you know, back in the section. And I grab a title. I think it was like Throat Gaggers 12, because I love the gagging of the throat. And I, you know, obviously the door to the store was locked. I don't unlock it until 10. The open sign was off. So I sat in Tony's chair.
Oh, God.
And this was at the front of the store, you know. So I sat in Tony's chair, and I put on Throat Gaggers 12. And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching it. And I'm like, you know, I'm becoming strangely aroused. And I'm like, I knew this was going to happen. But I kind of didn't want to, you know, react. Because I'm like, I am sitting in Tony's chair, and the... You know, the store is not open yet. And, you know, I began to feel like, you know, something was going to have to be done. I wasn't going to be able to just, you know, keep this. So, you know, we have paper towels, you know, near the front. Because when people return some of the adult videos, we have to spray down some of the cases with the rubbing alcohol. Because, you know, they like to... You know,
they don't always clean their hands the best before they put it back in
the piss. And there's been pubes and whatnot, you know, so we clean them off. So I grab the paper towels and I start rubbing one out. And about 30 seconds later, I couldn't get the paper towel over my dick. So the chair kind of got a fresh coat, you know.
Did you at least spray it down afterwards?
Yeah, I tried to. I really did. And I remember that when Tony came in, he's like, why does my chair smell like alcohol? And I said, oh, no reason whatsoever. You know, because I wanted to get the bleach from the bathroom in the back, and I wanted to dump the bleach on it, you know, to try to kill the smell and the, you know, the sensation. But I figured pouring bleach on a leather chair would be a little too obvious, and it might ruin the chair. So
yeah, you don't want to put that on this nice leather chair.
Yes.
All right. Well, remind me to clean that before I set in it again.
Yes.
But needless to say, I've never jerked off in a store.
Yes.
But I have done some other things in the store.
Oh, well, I know you have. Yeah.
But the first porno I rented, I couldn't tell you the name of it. I mean, most of the time when I was renting them, I never even looked at the fucking title. I don't think anyone does that. You look at, you fucking grab the one that kind of interests you a little bit, and you flip it around, and you see the girls that are getting the shit fucked out of them on the back.
Right.
And then you kind of go from there. But so I can't really tell you that. Man, I fucking don't know. I didn't have an experience in the store before. I was actually an official employee back when I was just, you know, hanging out here as a kid in high school. Before Tony actually decided to give me a job because I was a movie geek. I came in one day and that one girl that used to work here way back, you remember her? I can't remember her fucking name.
Oh, she was like a chocolate goddess to me.
Anyway, I was walking around the store and I kind of wanted to be discreet about trying to get porn. I wanted to
diddle her like you would not believe.
No, I can believe. And, you know, there was no one else there. And I think she was just bored or hungover or whatever. Yeah. So she's deciding to talk to me and she's like, hey, what are you looking for? It's like, oh, trying to kind of blow it off as I'm trying to make my way discreetly to the back of the store without her noticing me going into the porn section. Because, you know, it's always a little strange as you're, you know, a younger guy in the store.
You and there's a female to blow clerk off there. Some steam. That's what you should have told her. You should have said, I am a smokestack waiting to blow.
Well, she starts listing off some titles that are newer and she's like, oh, you should check these out. I was like, oh, okay. And then finally someone else came in and distracted her and I kind of rushed in the back and I was kind of guilted into picking up one new release when she was talking to me. So I come out from the back section, and of course, no one else is there again, and she's just standing there waiting. So I walk up with my arm full of, you know, porny goodness.
Yep.
And I lay down all of them, and she just kind of looks at me, and she's checking them out, and she's like, oh, trying to find something good to watch, huh? I'm like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God, I still remember that. That was a little embarrassing. So, not embarrassing enough that I didn't go home and rub myself raw.
I'm sure you did. Did you think about her while you were doing it?
I can't say I did, buddy. I can't say that at all. I was a little distracted by.
It's not your fault that you don't have the jungle fever. That's fine.
Oh, it's all the same, man. It's all pink on the inside.
Well, I know, and that's what you know. The chocolate mixed with pink is actually, you know, wow. Take it. It's like chocolate goodness with a cherry center.
But let's face facts. I mean, out of any part of the store that'll probably get closed down, it will be the porn section.
Yeah.
It honestly has the fewest rentals. We have our diehards, you know, mostly they're middle-aged men. Couple of the house moms. It's a little weird, but hey, whatever.
Last week we had a fucking 85-year-old come in here.
They got a jerk off too. I'm not sure he can. I'm not sure if enough Viagra in the world would rise that.
No, I think he can. I think he can. God. I mean, he rented Young, Tight, and Ready, number 6.
Is that the all Asian one?
I don't know if Asians are tight, so.
Oh, my friend. Anyway.
You've done an Asian. Holy shit. That's on the bucket list.
Nah, that's a midget for me.
Oh. Yo! Didn't you see what we got in?
No.
Oh, my God. And I was fucking pushing Tony to get this. He told me our distributor came in last week. And tried to sell him on a title called Handy Sex.
Handy Sex?
And he was like, well, I don't think we're going to carry it because I don't think any of the clientele would want to see it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, it's Handy Sex. It's handicapped people. Who would not want to see a gimp fuck? And then, you know, he kind of looked at me, you know, I guess saying, well, you know, I really wouldn't want to see you fuck. So I'm like, okay. You know, point taken. But I want to see fucking other cripples fuck because I think it's funny.
Yeah, no, I get that. It can work on two levels.
You know, so anyway, you know, he says, all right, he'll take, like, I think he took 2 of each or something. They were expensive. Of course, all, you know, gimpy products are premium, you know, specialties. So, of course, you know, they're expensive. So he put the thing in just to check it out. You know what it is? It's not even fucking real GIMPs fucking. It's amputees fucking.
Dude. I'm kind of down for that.
I couldn't even continue because I think at one point they took one of the guy's like severed fingers and started fingering somebody who lost a leg with it.
All right. Well, it's better than the clown fucking tape that he got, because who wants to watch clowns fuck?
All clowns That's just fuck volume 8.
Creepy. Fucking creepy, dude.
It's clowny pie.
Yeah, no one needs a clowny pie. But let's face facts. I mean,
that's a horn. They clown.
The porn industry, A, is not doing good, and the rental industry is doing even worse. So we're probably at some point start selling those fuckers off. Because let's face facts. Everyone jerks off to Pornhub and UJizz and everything like that where it's free.
Actually, I don't.
You don't jerk off?
No, I do, but just not to Pornhub or UJizz or any of that crap.
You don't jerk off to porn?
No, I haven't. I haven't since the long-distance relationship started.
So she just sends you porn and you jerk off to it?
No, most of the time I just use my imagination to her.
Phone sex?
No.
Sexting?
No.
Snapchat?
No.
Fucking seriously, that's what Snapchat was invented for. Really? What are you doing? You're doing it all wrong, dude. You gotta...
There have been some times when she was on the phone just talking to me that I did it.
Okay. Next time you guys are talking and things are going a little nice, what you gotta do is you gotta pull it out. You got to start stroking it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Half hard, all right? Not like raging,
veins in and out hard. It's ready to go.
No. Like half hard, okay? Not quite standing up yet, but almost right there.
Oh, it's up.
All right. Then you got to get yourself a good dick pic and send it right to her.
I was actually thinking about doing that the other night just to like mess around with her, but I didn't do it.
You got to groom up first, though.
Oh, no, I've been.
You followed my advice more than, you know, once a month.
No, it's about like I go about a week and a half now.
Okay, that's much better. Yes. That's much better.
Yes.
I mean, come on, take advice from me. We all know how I got through college.
Oh, we know.
Yeah. 24caratschlong.com.
Yep.
It's not up anymore.
It's not Rhodes King. It's King Rhodes Salami Boy.
Well, I didn't use my real name, but everyone knew who had the 24-carat schlong.
Yeah. You could, like, bend it around and stick it in your own asshole.
I'm not Ron Jeremy.
Oh.
Close. All right. Well, if that's not enough fucking for you guys, well, may I suggest UJizz or Pornhub?
UJizz.
Usually I go with the emo section.
Oh, yes.
All right. Okay, one last story. So I still crank it, even though I'm living with Sarah and I'm living with the girlfriend and all that. So,
but she works. So sometimes when you want it, like now, you're you get home tonight, she's still working.
Yeah, so sometimes, you know, I need a little release before the game tonight.
Yes.
And you know the apartment. The fucking business right across the street. I mean, literally right across the street.
Right.
Well, I was sitting there cranking it. And I just happened to look out the window right beside me. And a fucking cleaning crew guy is just standing by the window holding a conversation. And it's literally across the street. I could see him. And I know... If he hasn't looked over already, he's seen me cranking my big dick.
Ah.
So The fucking cleaning crew guy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Has seen my dick, most likely.
Right.
That's a little fucked up, dude.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, in that situation, what would you do? Would you stand there and carry on the conversation even though you looked across the street and you saw some dude just fucking going to town?
I would be like, the next time, can you put a tassel on it, like from a graduation cap, and just, you know, whirl it around a little bit? Make it like,
dude,
a
I
fan.
Can do the helicopter like a motherfucker.
Yeah, make it like a fan or a helicopter, whichever. You know what I would love to do? I would love to, while you're getting orally pleasured, for you to start doing the helicopter in her mouth and see if you could flail her about the room. That would be interesting.
Usually have a hard time not having teeth on it.
Yeah, but teeth can sometimes be good. That's what I've always...
Sometimes, but the problem is...
I've always wanted somebody to take a big bite out of me while they're doing it, but I just never had that opportunity.
My problem is it's big enough that they have a hard time not dragging teeth.
Ah, you fucking lucky bastard. I wish I was you.
Well, you're not the only one.
I wish I was you. Wow.
I will freely say this. Ariel Rebel, you Canadian porn star, you?
Oh, yes! And she's got small titties. I love that, because I love them small. Yes. Yes. And
you are welcome for your only male star you've ever had.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She Liz...
She does... Liz... Dude, I used to fucking beat off to all of these chicks. It's amazing.
Liz Vicious?
Yes! I used to imagine fucking... Because, you know, she's got her nipples pierced.
Yeah.
I used to imagine sucking her nipples and ripping the rings right out.
Liz Vicious.
You don't even respond.
Your boyfriend, your favorite co-star, does not measure up. You had deserved so much better. I don't know where you are. I know you've given it up, but if you ever want to come back.
Oh, she's not in there anymore?
I don't believe so. No.
That's a shame.
Reagan Reese?
I don't think I've seen her, but.
You are welcome.
So yeah. You like the girls, like you like the girl on girl, like goth action.
It doesn't have to be. I like the emos. I like the Pixies. That kind of.
What's a Pixie?
Ariel Rebel. It could definitely be considered a Pixie, or if you like the Spinners.
What's a spinner?
I love me a Spinner.
What's a Spinner?
A Spinner is the kind of bitch that you just have her sit down on top of your cock, but she's so small you can just fucking spin her like a top on it.
Oh. Yeah, now that's one that when you get it in her mouth, you fucking do the helicopter and flail her about the room because she's got no weight on her whatsoever. You fucking fling her around like a paperweight, that bitch.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to close, or I'm going to have to go into the bathroom or something, because all this talk is getting me amorant and whatever.
All right. We are not closing. Mike, take some Kleenexes.
Can I go sit in Tony's chair?
No.
Oh, wait! Wait, I'll be right back. That's the door.
Fucking asshole. All right. I got some business to take care of, so...
Hey, this fucking asshole just brought back The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai, you know, the Scream Factory Blu-ray.
Really?
Yeah, he brought it back today, and he expects... He's, like, up there. He wants to talk to you. Because he wants, like, you know, for returning it early, he expects to get, like, a $2 credit. And I said, no.
No, I'm not going to do a $2 credit, but what I'll do is he can have one of the general releases, the old releases for, you know, another two nights. I'm cool with that.
For free.
For free, yeah.
You realize nobody's been in this store, right? Today, really, right?
It's an incentive,
except
Mike.
For that guy this morning at fucking 10 o'clock.
It's an incentive. And what I'm doing
is...
Do
you need me to call Tony to clear this before, you know...
I am the fucking assistant manager. I am making this decision.
Assistant manager is not the manager.
Either way, I'm making this decision. This is an incentive, all right? Now, this guy has returned a tape early to us.
He did.
He's getting the incentive to continue to rent from us.
Yes.
Instead of getting a $2 credit, all right, he's going to get a $1 credit, quote unquote, by a free fucking rental from the general releases. As you've said, Mike, no one else has really been in here. The soccer mom stopped by,
yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
I will fuck her soccer.
This guy's going to – I know. This guy's going to take home an old movie that would have sat here anyway for free. He's going to bring it back, and you know what? When he comes back, he might rent another one. So
maybe.
There we go.
All right. Let me go deal with him, and you keep talking or close up or whatever. I'm going to go talk to him.
All right. Later, fuckers. Mike is going to actually try and be a salesman, and I'm going to take a nice seat in Tony's chair and watch Return of the Living Dead. Yeah, trash, you take those clothes off.
And now you got to freak me out. Scream so loud, getting fucking laid. You want me to stay, but I got to make my way. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stretches all down my back to keep me right on. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Scratch yourself down my back to keep me right on. Take it all, the paper is your game. You jump in bed with fame. Another one not paid in full. You're so fine, it won't be a loss. Cashing in the rocks, just to get you face to face. Y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Scratches all down my back to keep me right on. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Scratches all down my back to keep me right on. Crazy bitch, crazy bitch. Hey, you're crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Scratches all down my back to keep me right on. Hey, you're crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Scratches all down my back. Come on, baby girl, you want it all. You have to go down. Take it off. No need to talk. You're crazy, but I like the way you fuck me. Hey, you're crazy, bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm viewing you all night. Scratches all down my back to keep me right on. Hey, you're crazy, bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm viewing you all night. Scratches all down my back to keep me right on. You keep me right on. You're crazy, but I like the way you fuck me.
Phil. Oh, listen,
Warren. Warren, do you recognize this?
Leo,
what's that, Warren? You ever see one of these before? What's it used for? What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
It's for jacking off, isn't it?
Yeah.